joining the phone right now is actor extraordinaire Pablo Schreiber. He's one of the stars of Apple TV Plus's Defending Jacob, which is fantastic. LA Times says you're a bright spot on the show, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm excited to talk to you, man. You're in so many good things. Every time I turn around, there you are in something.
Well, I try to associate myself with good people. That's about all we can do, you know. It's a gift to be a storyteller in this day and age, and it feels like the only way of staying sane for me, so I feel fortunate that the things that I've been in have been well received.
Right off the bat, I have to know, when American Gods comes back, will Mad Sweeney be a part of the show?
Nope.
Did you just say no? I'm hanging up on you.
Can't possibly be surprised by that, Mark.
You're so good on that show.
I think it's been made clear in many interviews I've done in the past that storyline got wrapped up.
Well, it's American Gods. Maybe somewhere in the future they'll give you a call and say, "Hey, we've come up with a way to bring you back."
We shall see. We shall see. I love that character. I love Neil. I love the novel. I really, really, really enjoyed playing the character. But as far as being involved with that show at this time, it's not for me.
Another great show that I really liked, and unfortunately it only lasted 1 year, was The Brink.
Yes. Fantastic show. I love being a part of that. It was before its time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now that it aired a year before Trump was elected, and I think if that show goes on the air during a Trump presidency, it's a completely different landscape. It was... suddenly, you know, all the things that seemed just over the top and ridiculous were actually happening right in front of us. Yeah. And we just missed the window.
And I'm reading your bio, and there's a lot of things I didn't know about you. You're a theater guy. You've been nominated for a Tony. You got nominated for an Emmy for Orange is the New Black. You played a psycho on Law and Order SVU. I'm just looking at your resume, man. So many good things.
True facts, Mark, true facts. You know, I've been around for 18 years. I started with The Wire, which was, you know, so incredibly fortunate to have that as my first credit, or one of my first credits. Alexa Fogle cast me on that, and I'm forever in her debt for starting my career. It's just expanded from there to go from there to Orange is the New Black, really kind of set a second incredibly different role on the table for people to ponder. And ever since then, I've just been trying to, be as varied as possible in my choices and work with the best people out there and be involved in good storytelling.
I also saw a show that I really love was Weeds, and I'm trying to remember who you were on the show, but that's comedy and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You did an episode, so it's not only the dramatic stuff. You got to do some comedy as well.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black really kind of opened the door to the comedy world. Before that, I was strictly the drama guy, and after I played Porn Stash, I think people started to want to see me in comedy roles a little bit more, and so, yeah, I've tried to branch out and do as much as possible of as much different material as I can.
Well, let's talk Finding Jacob. The last two episodes are coming up here, and I already got to watch them. No spoilers while we talk. This show is so good. It came at just the right time because of all the crap that's going on in the world. All the TV shows are in repeats. They weren't able to finish filming. And then this show comes along and bam, it's addicting. It's Apple TV doesn't release them all at once. You have to wait a week.
Yeah, I think that format has definitely acted in its favor, and especially with the way this show rolls out. You know, it's a thriller and you're kind of waiting to find out what happens, and so the format of giving a week between episodes, I think, has definitely aided in the tension.
When I first saw the trailer, I thought it was awesome, and then I saw it was made based on a book, And it took everything in me not to go and read about what happened in the book before I watched the series, because I'm that kind of a guy. But as I started watching the series, I'm glad I didn't know what was happening in the book. When you were approached about the series, yeah, had you heard of the book? Did you read the book before you started filming?
Yeah, I had not heard of the book prior to coming in contact with the series, but I read the book before we started shooting, obviously. But it was I wouldn't say it was of little use to me, but I didn't put too much stock in it, because my character in the novel is quite different than the character that we created for the TV show. He was made to be, for the TV show, much less of an antagonistic force. I think in the show he's described as short and chubby and nebbishy and very annoying. And I think allowing him to be as much of a gravitational force as Andy himself, allowing him to be a real competitor to Andy, a physical intimidation to Andy, were all important aspects to changing him for the TV show.
I got to say, too, I was looking at your Twitter page before we talk now, and one of the questions I'm going to ask you, you actually addressed on your Twitter page, is I didn't recognize you at first because I'm not used to seeing you clean shaven.
I'm not sure which character you're referencing. I have a few that have different strange facial hairs.
I mean in Defending Jacob, you're clean shaven.
Yes, I am clean shaven, right.
And then on your Twitter...
And in other roles, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I've done a bunch of things clean shaven as well, so try to
change. Yeah, on your Twitter page, somebody asked you three different looks, the clean shaven look, the Mad Sweeney look, and then the facial hair look, and you addressed it on your Twitter page.
Got you.
So yeah, the last two...
Well, I shaved.
The last two shows of this current run... You're centered in a lot of what happens because we go to trial. Again, not going to give any spoilers, but you play the lawyer, you know, the one that's prosecuting, because you think Jacob is guilty of what of the murder. His dad, played by Chris Evans, and his lawyer Sherry Jones are saying that he didn't do it. They're defending him. You get chastised a little bit by the judge for some of the stuff you do. But it's some very intense scenes, and playing a lawyer, I don't know if you played one before, but do you have a little more dialogue as a lawyer because there's objections and sidebars and getting yelled at by the judge?
Dialogue is, it can get heavy. Specifically in this case, it was less the actual courtroom scenes that come up in episode 7, and more the challenge was the Supreme Court hearing that is happening in flashback throughout the entire season, and because of the way we shot it, we shot all of those scenes that get interspersed through the season, shot all of them in 2 days, and it was it ended up being 52 pages of dialogue that Chris and I shot, and it's just he and I speaking back and forth. So that was actually one of the singular biggest challenges of my career, which was doing 52 pages in 2 days. Normally, when you're shooting TV, you might shoot 4 or 5 pages in a day. And so we shot, for 2 days in a row, we shot 26 pages each day.
And again, no spoilers, unless you've read the book, but I didn't know what was coming. And there's that one twist, can't say what it is, that just totally shocked me, and I had to go read to see if it was in the book. You know, because sometimes when they make these things, they'll change the story a little bit, or because for TV they have to consolidate. But this pretty much followed the book.
Yep, pretty much. Twist is great. You know, I think it sort of shifts the landscape for the entire series when you finally get to the end and realize what has been happening throughout the series. Definitely changes things for Neil LeJudice, my character, and how you perceive him because of what happens at the end.
Chris Evans stars in it, Michelle Dockery, Jaden Martelli, Sherry Jones, you, Sakina Jeffrey, Betty Gabriel, and the great J.K. Simmons. That's a great cast right there.
It's a fantastic cast. Honored to be a part of it, absolutely.
Did you give Chris any flack for, you know, as Captain America or about his sweater from Knives Out?
No, you know, I just talked a little bit of shit to him in the episode 6 scene when he throws me against the wall. You know, I just let him know that if he's Captain America, he could certainly push me a little harder if he liked.
I know this was one book and you guys did the whole book, but sometimes with these things like they did with Big Little Lies, if they come up with another season and a good story, and they come to you and say, we want you, is that something you might be interested in?
It's always, you know, for me, it's always about the material and it's always about the people you work with. So on this project, it was presented as a one season limited series. And the material was top notch, and the people were fantastic. So it was a no-brainer. Any other, you know, subsequent offers or seasons would be contingent on the material and the people. And I love the people that I worked with, so I would certainly consider it. But I don't believe that's in the plans.
Before I let you go, Pablo, how are things with you and your family during these crazy times? Everything good? You guys out in California, quarantined there?
Doing great. Yeah, we're in LA. I was in Budapest shooting for 6 months prior to the lockdown, so it's really been a great opportunity, honestly, for me to get home and to spend time with my kids and to check in on their education and do some homeschooling with them. So I'm actually really loving and cherishing the time to be with my family.
Are your kids looking to get into the acting world at all?
Absolutely not.
Not yet, or not at all, do you think?
If they do, it won't be by my impetus. I certainly won't be pushing in that direction. If they eventually are called to that or feel that that's something they want to pursue, I will proceed cautiously, but allow them to follow their interest. But it's a rough business, and to me, it's not something that you want to push people into loosely.
Well, Defending Jacob, again, two more episodes, one this Friday, one next Friday. I certainly hope come the award season next year, the Golden Globes, the Emmys. There's so many fantastic performances. The show as a whole is just great. It deserves some nominations, if not wins.
Well, thanks for your time. Really appreciate you calling attention to it and pointing it out to the viewers.
Hey, no problem, Pablo. It's a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with everything in the future, man.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.